So middle of the Shabbos, middle of Simchin Zion, Daf 206, regarding the halachas of Dibra as applies to Shabbos, Melitza is Mesholim Shasichas Kulan. These are different metaphors and jokes of mundane speech, or words of interest. Emmanuel, the Book of Wars. Also, look, it's been Shabbos, and I'll read them on Shabbos. The truth is, you can't even read these on the weekday, because of assembly of scoffers. And you violate them, don't turn towards the idols. Like Tifnel Midaitchem, meaning to say, don't turn from your consciousness. And when it comes to the words of like lust and desires, those types of books, then you have more of Mishmagari Yitzhara because you're provoking your evil inclination. Whoever authors them, whoever prints them, copies them, you have to say with the one who prints them, they're causing the public to sin. It would seem to infer, this is forbidden to read from this mundane chatter. And this book of wars, specifically, it's written in a foreign language. But it's written in Lashon HaKadosh, then permitted generally. That's what it appears to me, says Ramam, Lashon Shakaz, the custom is also to be leaning regarding this. Says Mishmur Sib Katan and Zion. So he said, all these blitzes, mashalim, all these parables of conversation of Chulin. V'imichlal Zeh says, what's not included in this prohibition is Yosefin, the Josephus. V'sevi Yechusin, and Sevi Yechusin, V'divei Yom, Shavi Akoin, V'shevi Yehuda, Shavim Yilmadu, D'vi Musa B'yir. It's not Stam, the history of the Jewish people. It also has words of rebuke and fear of God. Even if it's written in a foreign language, in English, it would be permitted. It's a cut and test. Now, all these other things, the truth is, even during the weekday, they're forbidden. Mishav Leitzim, Simchat Nontez, Vachoshkin, all the more, Sahoylech, Letartios, Vikir Kesais, those who go to the theaters and the circuses, Vimin Yischait, these are types of frivolity, Kedisab Aviz, Kabnaf Yutres, Shomin and Techbulis, all these other types of things, they're all forbidden. Begam Bapurim, even on Purim, Eimut, it's not permitted, Rakas Chayk, Shalism Zechel Achashverish, the Maghrib Ram. Only the laughter they make as amendments for Achashverish. But you can't do more than that. That's Meshav Leitzim. But I'm saying that in our great sins, Kayoim Nasadav Zekafka. This thing currently is like careless. It's like Ezan Nashim, like by certain people. They look at this part. They go to the theaters. But Kusim Tzveich Weimer. And the Pasuk is screaming and saying, Al Tismach Yisrael Al Gilvahulu. Jewish people do not rejoice to the joy, etc. of the non-Jews. We got Mekibiz and Mishmagogi, it's our Benavsham, it's also a problem provoking the evil inclination in themselves. Rabbi Chazal, our sages say, called Mislaitis, whoever is a scoffer, and they will begin pausing your head, like it says, etc. Be student, boy, love, afflictions come on them, and like it says in the pausing, but out now, to slay tzatsu. Don't be mockers, penyech, sukumaisrecha, maybe that your difficulties are going to get stronger, and make it more oid, sukkot and samach. And it says, al tifna alilim, it means don't turn el midaitchem, meaning, alash atm oisimidas lavavchem. That Rashi says, meaning what you're doing from your heart, meaning from your desires. Subkan Samachal. Remember to say those who print these books. So too those who are the booksellers that are merchants in these things, and they provide it for the buyers to read them. Hey, they're all included in this. He's very lengthy about this. The sages say, greater is the problem, one that causes someone to sin. Using the Harger, the one that causes him to get killed. You kill someone, it's only this one. But if it becomes a sin, it's even in the world to come. And that Ramos said that this is forbidden to read Sikhas Chulun would be specifically in a different language. But every cheshik regarding things of lust, shumagari yitzar, which provokes the incites the yitzar, the cool emma, everyone would hold that for benefit of Lashon Kodesh, for choshos like Christ, as well as Tavla. Whenever you're not allowed to read, you're not allowed to even move.
Says the Taz, Sivkan Zem Magimel. Now the Ramah said, Abba Lashon Kodesh v'chulu, but if it's in Lashon Kodesh, then it's permitted. Because the Lashon, the Atzmesh v'gadusha, the language itself has holiness, but let me mend the return, you could learn from that different words of Torah. Lefiz, according to this, Gam Megeres Shalom, even a letter of greeting, Haksub Lashon HaKodesh, written in Lashon HaKodesh, Shorei Likra, you're allowed to read it. Yishlom Mitech HaLashon, because you can learn from it the wording, the language, the Gam Kosev HaKam Pesukim Shal Torah, it's also written generally words of Torah, Achshet Yechesh Chaybis V'chesh Bainis, but documents of debts and of calculation, Gam Darama, also even according to Ramat, can be forbidden, Afil Lashon HaKodesh, even Lashon HaKodesh. The get and a divorce document, Mutl Tzalti Yilad Mubit, Afa Bishakas Lashon Las, even though it's written in a foreign language, the Yechelim and Menadin Negek, because you can learn it from the Halachas of a divorce document. Shartin Ois Ein says, look at Prim Gadim, that if a person in particular to wrap his flask with it, sounds like from that actually then it would be forbidden to move it. Continues the Mishbrula, increased Zeitigin B'Shabbos, to read the newspaper on Shabbos, Avshab Chubash Shabbos Yaakov make Bazel, although he's lenient in Chubash Shabbos Yaakov, Harba Achrein, Eishra, many later authorities and say it's forbidden. Eishish B'Midiyim, and Yonim Asamatim, because there's ideas relating to business which is forbidden to read on Shabbos. Seb Cotton, Samach Dalg. But like we said, Loshna Kodesh, it's permitted. Many they disagree on this concept of the Ramah, but they say it's forbidden, even if it's a Lashon HaKodesh, it's also opinion of the Gaon, according to this. Then even the letter of greeting in Afkim is no different between Lashon Lazbin and Lashon HaKodesh, between the foreign language or Lashon HaKodesh. Sif Yadzad. Us alone with Shabbos v'yamtiv, it's forbidden to learn on Shabbos and yamtiv, Zulis with the B'tar, except for the words of Torah. But filled with Sif Yachachmas, even in books of wisdom, is forbidden. V'yesh Mishamata, there are those who permit. Based on his logic, he's allowed to look through a telescope on Shabbos, and Rama says to turn it around and to move it. It'll come on like we see later on. Simon Shinchas says Mishpul Sif Katan Samachay. V'yesh Mishmata. Some say it's forbidden. B'chein Noyin Lachol. That's the custom to be lenient to learn other sciences. Because of El Rabbi writes the Rishonim. Rol Hachem is a God-fearing person is perfect to be stringent regarding this. Kiryat Rambam, Baran, Oysim. They say it's forbidden. Sif Katan Samachav. Now according to that opinion, Mutl Habit Bits to Loib. Who cleaves Shalachizim Kachavim? That's the tool that's used by the stargazers. The Mal Lahavin Achachem and the Sefer. What's the difference of understanding the wisdom from a book? I mean, Akli or from the tool, and therefore that would be permitted. According to that opinion, Sivyat Chas. Lishol Menashe, to ask from a demon, Masha Mutu B'chol, what's permitted to ask during the week, the Mutu B'Shabbat is permitted on Shabbos. Sifkon Sampach Zayin says, Mishbim Masha Mutu B'chol, someone needs to say, is the Yesh Dvarim, there are certain things, Shasturim Af B'chol, that's forbidden to ask, even during a weekday, as the Sharatin Ayin Hay says, for example, through an action, as brought in your day, Simkofay and Tisif Tazayin, look over there. And the reason is says Mishmar Menashim Chalakish, because they include in sorcery. Some things are forbidden because of danger contribution. These are like brought in the Gemara. But therefore, he says the Dvarim Mishmar Menashim things that are permitted during the weekday, Mutaf Shabbos permitted even on Shabbos. I'm going to Rav Mishmarachem just committed that they agree that Dafkim Mishmar Refuah Shari specifically if it's for medicinal purposes permitted. But if not, also forbidden Mishmar Menashim because you're going after your own objectives. Sifya test. Schar Hanif said that the Shabbos merchandise is getting ruined on Shabbos, like the Gisham, like the Va'achet, through the rain or something else. I also bit Kapirish, in other words, Nachla Agamayim, the Maya, that there's coming a flood of water. Umafsa B'Mayim is ruining his money. Let's say a barrel of wine is getting shaky. It's going to go to waste. Mutalikr is a Yehudi, a lot of call a non Jew. Even though he knows for sure that the non Jew is going to save his money. And the Ramah says, to cover merchandise or produce or something else, because of the rain, I only come on some shalom chesed b'zayim, which we discussed over there. Continues the Mechabah, says, whatever saves is not going to lose. Come on, like the halach is by a fire, shetu lemon, which they permitted to say, whatever puts out the fire is not going to lose. But those who say shalaytir, a bit like a dafka, no, they only permitted specifically by a fire, says Ramah, I only come on some shalom chesed says the Mishabur, sibkat and samach ches. If the schar and the pesed is ruled, if this merchandise is being, it's going to get ruined, etc. Masai mazeh, and he concludes with this, the yoch likras lein yudi, you could call a non-Jew. Mind that is, filim yitzarach lezeh lasam melacha d'araisa, even if this person is going to have to do a melacha d'araisa, this non-Jew, kagoyin loitzi mershas yirach l'shazram, to carry out from a private domain to a public domain, b'chi agam, something similar, because the ilo tilta muksa ba'alma, because if it just stam moving, from a private domain to a carmelist, then I feel a little tzavish then you had to behead Yeshasazah. Then even to explicitly command a non-Jew to do this, even that's permitted if you have Mabul El, but Sefei, what we explain, Sefei, Yemishbaz, have to go, but it's a great loss. Sivkan Samachtas, Mutalikras of Chulum, allowed to call the non-Jew, etc., even though you know he's going to save his money, and Vechein Mutr, so too, it's permitted to. Etc. The mitiv shod and bal mainai, because since a person is overwhelmed on his money, ilay shorisle afil b'fan elu if he's not going to prevent him even in such ways, aslat sabatzim is going to come to save it on his own. Lazim loch derais is going to do a b'kum loch. Better let him do this way of a mir l'akum, which is not doing any action himself. Sukat ayin kal matzav b'chul. He's allowed to say whoever's going to save won't lose. But lemelav b'lashon noyichech. Now to tell him directly im tatzu leitavsid. If you save, you're not going to lose. Also that's forbidden. Tell the rabbi that brings this from the Shulchan Aruch. That sounds like when you're Yerderish Chafal Sifches. Sharatin Eisayin Ches says this. The rabbi writes that by fire you're allowed to say in Techaba that if you're going to extinguish directly. So Lanei's Daiti, but to humble understanding, the Gemara Ksubis Daf Ayin Mabeis equates the halach of a fire and a neder together. And by neder, it's brought near day that you now say in the direct look over there. So it's only that you cannot say directly. Those who say no, the hat is only by a fire. But make a hifts, but says whoever's lenient does not lose. That's permitted in all situations. Means financial loss, like even by water. Not to call a non-Jew to show it to him, but not to tell him. I'm sure that's according to everyone that's permitted, because he's not even saying it. So these things, even during the weekday, you violate al tifna lilim when you read these types of things. The Gemara brings that you now look at these images, which Tosis and Shabbos and the Rosh say dafka by an image that's made for the purposes of avodah zarah. But for beauty, it's permitted, and that's the sounds like from the opinion of the other person who says al rabba. But somehow stringent even regarding this, as Tosis brings in avodah zarah daf nun. But Ram writes that specifically histakless. Intentional looking is forbidden according to them, but just general like glancing, that's permitted according to everyone. The Mas Machtinas Rabbim, that more severe is the one that causes the sin from printing these books, it makes the community, the general public sin. Chazal say, whoever is Machtis Rabbim caused the public to sin, but they don't give an opportunity to do repentance. And the punishment that's said in the Gemara, and the one who is a scoffer, that his food is diminished and the student come on him and he falls again him, that's for sure said on them also, because even someone who hears and is quiet, it says in him the pasuk is Uma Hashem Yiposham, those who are angry, God will fall over there. For sure, someone that brings to many hundreds of people to this category, for sure is included in this category. Some of the deer shoes, dish number 65. Someone gets delight from reading Dershu 66. Stories on Gedali, Yisrael Gedalim books, like they call it. Shubhas wrote Tzirin, right? So you're allowed to read it on Shabbos because you learn from them Musa. Books regarding measurements. Chaim Kinsky holds that if it doesn't bring to your Shemaim, you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. And this girl holds, not to protest by the girls that read them, but Ben Ter that reads it, you should protest. Oh, actually, it's stories of intrigue and suspense. So those types of stories, some say should not read it. Drush number 67, regarding playing chess. It's written in Shubhas Mechaz Yitzchak. And other games, in Shin Lamed Ches, Mishbu writes that, according to the opinion of Maral Sasson, you're not allowed to play with them on Shabbos, because there's no benefit knowing chess. However, their mother permits Mikardin to play the games on Shabbos. It adds on that even during the weekday, one should be careful regarding this because of Moshe Blitzin. Dish number 68, a house that they read these types of romance books or during the weekday, and they don't know that's forbidden, Shabbos gives Moshe rights, that for them, these form are not considered as mukta because they're only also because of Machmas Isabel, that they're not forbidden because of Issa Malacha, only because of the Issa to read from them. And this Issa does not apply only by someone that conducts himself with the sister. But someone who conducts himself Kedim Kalacha, then yeah, these books are mukta for him. Now, old newspapers that are not meant for reading anymore, Tribus Al Zin writes, they're not mukta because you could wrap things with them. A telephone book, that looking in for the purposes of having a person's telephone number, but there's no issa that's done with the book itself. Rabbi Asher holds it has a lacha like a klisha malachta l'issa, because that's what the primary utility is, which for a malachas issa, which is to make a phone call, and therefore you're allowed to look for a specific number, like the lacha of moving a klisha malachta l'issa l'tzarech gufer. Shlomo Zalman is not sure. Maybe it's not considered as klisha malachta l'issa, and he writes like upon him, you're not allowed to move it because of udin d'chol. It's like a weekday type of thing. But to look for an address, Shlomo Zalman writes it's permitted because moving. That's made for looking for the dress does not look like a uv nechel, like a weekly type of activity. This Gerald holds that seemingly that is considered like klish malachta l'issa, that a vessel is primarily used for something prohibited because of the issa of reading shtar yaitis. However, for finding an address, he holds that you're allowed to look at it like a halacha klish malachta l'issa, that you're allowed to move it to tzarech gufer mekayem. Dish number 69, and in our times that everyone speaks in Lashon HaKodesh, and reading that language does not add on any for any learning from this language. Ms. Girl tells that you don't have the rationale anymore of the heter of reading things that are written in Lashon HaKodesh, and also it's possible that the Hema language that we speak today is not Lashon HaKodesh. There's number 70, explaining how the Mishnah Berurah comes out. Ms. Girl writes that one should be stringent not to read a newspaper on Shabbos, but you don't protest regarding someone who reads it. Name of the Chas Nish has written that a paper is mukta. You should protest regarding one who is reading it. But Yashav holds that like a tchilas b'shul, one should not read a newspaper. But teichik, one could permit for someone that reads it for his pleasure. Now, regarding advertisements, the mamarik or let's say a business type of Chabad Gadzi writes that according to everyone, it's forbidden to read Maker Adin, like reading things that are public announcements or something like that. Now, just news regarding what's going on in the country, that you don't read to know how to conduct yourself. Mr. Reltz holds that according to everyone, it's forbidden to read them. And according to the Shavuos Yaakov, that permits reading a newspaper, that's only because it's possible it's written in the newspaper that, let's say, a war is going to break out and something significant, so he has to know how to prepare himself appropriately. But the Maaseh, he instructs over there not to protest regarding those who are leaning to read them. But today, that the newspapers are full with advertisements and business things, so then his opinion is that the Muktzinal move them like stones and wood. Newspapers that the majority are advertisements and business, and there's a little words of Dibritera, but Chaim Kiski holds that you're allowed to read the Dibritera, even when only one page of the newspaper is Dvar Torah. But according to Ms. Garelitz, shouldn't read even the Dibritera that's a newspaper because it's entirely Muktza. Yeah, it's on that. Even if the newspaper like this falls on the floor, you have to know if you're allowed to even pick it up. Nachash Rabbein has brought the name of Chaznish that even the newspaper that's majority Dibritera, you're not allowed to pick it up on the floor because it's Muktza. Newspapers that are written, things that cause pain, let's say bad news, says the Shulchan writes, it's forbidden to read it because it brings to pain on Shabbos. Edition number 71, to read newspapers that are, let's say, certain area of, let's say, medicine or nature, Rishon Zalman holds that's permitted. To look into cooking books, Rishon Zalman holds that's possible that it would be permitted because it doesn't say over there the ways of putting on the fire or putting the pot on. They're just ideas of wisdom and understanding the ways of cooking. But Mr. Grell holds that it's forbidden to look into these books because there's written things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Edition number 72. Shlomo writes, according to those who hold that not look at any images, even though it's made for beauty, so therefore it's forbidden to gaze at even the forms that are in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, that even that would be forbidden. Edition number 73 said that the reason why you're allowed to call a non-Jew because if not, he himself is going to come to do the Malacha Deraisa. So what you see from the Mishnah's words is that it wasn't permitted to call a non-Jew only in the situation where there was a monetary loss, then he's overwhelmed on his money. But if there's no monetary loss, then there's no heter to call a non-Jew, because the actual calling of a non-Jew is like a remez derech tzivah. It's like hinting him in the way of a command, which is forbidden even when the Jew does not call him to do his Malacha with his objects, because if the non-Jew is doing Malacha with the Jew's objects, that's brought in B'Alach and Tzev Beis, that opinions that it's forbidden even when the non-Jew is doing Malacha on his own. That's what sounds like the words of Prima Gadol. Therefore, in the situation that there's no monetary loss, for example, let's say a non-Jew wants to turn off the light that's bothering him from sleeping. Moshe Feinstein or Rabbi Yashav hold it forbidden to call the non-Jew to come to his house when his intention is that when he gets there, he'll let him do the malacha, and that's because the actual calling is a problem, calling him to your house. That's the opinion of the Sigarelitz. In this type, they permit to hint to a non-Jew is only a situation that the non-Jew already happens to be in his house, or he just happened to bump into him. But it's forbidden to go to the non-Jew specifically to call him. He adds on that even when you don't call a non-Jew to come to your house, but you just hint him that the light in your house is not lit well, it's forbidden because the going of the Jew to the non-Jew is interpreted as amira, that it should come to him to do the malacha. Now, so Moshe Feinstein gives the idea that when you don't happen to have a non-Jew in your house, call the non-Jew to come to your house to eat something. And in the eating, you hint him on the malacha that you need. Nozer Rishon Zalman is inclined that it should be forbidden to call the non-Jew to come to his house and to hint him on malacha that he needs. In this situation, there's no monetary loss. But he writes, Lamaisa, he's not going to instruct, not that it's heter, not that it's permitted, not that it's forbidden. However, according to Rav Gusman, Rav Ozna, this is actually permitted. Edition number 75. Although Yesh Misha Aimer, that this heter is only by fire, not by other things, which brings Hamekaloi Hefsid. And that's how he brings in his Akdamatel Chashabis, regarding the geese and the chickens that ran away right after he bought them, that since they're not accustomed to be in his house, he's allowed to say whoever saves them doesn't lose, even if the non-Jew is going to trap them with a tzei, the malacha deraisa. And also, if someone is traveling in his car with a sick person to the hospital, there's a concern that maybe the car is going to get ruined if he doesn't turn it off when he gets to the hospital. And this girl holds, you're allowed to tell the non-Jew whoever turns it off is not going to lose, because, again, he's overwhelmed, and that's included in this hatter.